Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ron Hughley is out. Brandon Scott of Sports Radio 610 is in, and you heard the man. It's a Black Friday, and we are at BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland, 9719 Broadway in Pearland. Come on through. We got dollar chicken wings while the drive is live here, but the menu is can't miss. The drinks are tremendous. The staff is tremendous. The vibe in the building is great. All of the live football action is on, and yes, we've got the college games that are rolling. A couple of them are over. I think Iowa just beat the doors off of Nebraska, and it looks like Ole Miss is doing the same to Mississippi State. But we've got a little NFL action that is kicked off. I almost forgot we had NFL action today.
Yeah,
Chicago
Bears over there making some noise, man. Yeah, the Bears, we got some Bears fans in the house too,
and the Eagles, big NFC matchup there. We'll see what comes of it. A lot of folks think the Bears are out over their skis leading that division.
They have been one of the surprises of the league, man. Yeah, no, Ben Johnson's got something going over there. Caleb has figured something out with Caleb Williams in his second year. So it's an interesting outfit, man.
You fix that interior offensive line for that young quarterback that can play, you find out he's all right.
Yeah.
Figure out things there. And the Eagles, obviously, with the drama that is there, I think that score is 7-3, I think I just saw. Come on down, watch all these college and NFL games and hang out. But for the time being right now, C.J. Stroud, the big news for everybody here in Houston with the Texans is C.J. Stroud has been cleared and is out of concussion protocol and officially will play this Sunday. Here is C.J. Stroud meeting with the media over at NRG Stadium.
C.J. to officially clear the protocol to get back on the field. What does this mean to you? What did you go through some of the things that you experienced with this concussion?
Yeah, I'm excited to be back. Blessed, man. Super grateful, you know, to, you know, be able to be healthy again and, you know, have some peace, you know, knowing that my body and my brain and my thoughts feel, you know, pure and clean. So it's a blessing. Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, took it one day at a time. It was kind of eye-opening, you know, to kind of get a bird's eye view, which I haven't had in a long time. So, you know, I just am grateful for, you know, all the prayers. Just want to say, you know, to the Broncos defense, you know, some of them, I heard them praying for me. I really appreciate that, like Hufanga, you know, and Singleton and some of those guys. You know, so I really appreciate them doing that. Of course, my teammates and our fan bases. So everybody's prayers and just, you know, thoughts, really, I appreciated that. But, yeah, it wasn't fun. You know, I wanted to play really bad. I wanted to be back out there. But, you know, I thought, you know, we put ourselves in a great position. I thought Davis did great. You know, he balled out, you know, three games in a row and put us in position to win. So really proud of him, everything he's done. He's been a great teammate, great brother of mine. So, yeah, I'm just really grateful, you know, to be back finally.
I know injuries are part of the game, and you know the risk. But is an injury like this frightening for you? Was it scary?
No, that's part of the game. It was kind of the same thing I had in 23 against the Jets. Literally the same situation at the back of my head, and had a concussion. I think, of course, having like a short week too, you know, because I played that one, I only missed two games, and then I played that that game in week 17 against the Titans. And so I think if we would play the Bills on Sunday, I would have been able to go. But, you know, since it was a short week, wasn't able to practice, you know, I thought, you know, we made the right call, our doctors and stuff, on just, you know, holding me out. But, yes, I'm not worried. I'm covered in the blood. I'm going to continue to be confident and, you know, trust my talents and my gifts and, you know, try to, you know, do it for the glory of God.
You talked about your purview being on the sideline. Of course, you'd much rather be playing. Anything that you can think of that you take away from watching these past few weeks?
Yeah, just see how great our defense is, you know, and if we can just, you know, find a way to score in the red zone and, you know, find points, I think, you know, we can go as far as we want because, you know, we have a really, really strong, talented defense. And it was really good to see, and for me, you know, to see from a bird's eye. And that's been the case, you know, but it's a little different when you just get to sit there and watch and be like, dang, other quarterbacks got to go through this. Like, I got to, you know, when I get back, I got to make sure I make plays and put these guys in position to win and, you know, reward them for stops and then turnovers, you know. So I think that's huge. Our special teams, you know, playing well and then, you know, offensively, you know, I thought we did really solid, but I think we can take another step as well.
CJ, how will you be able to flush out, you know, that hit? You were using your legs, you were getting out of the pocket. How do you push those, you know, those cobwebs or those thoughts to the back of your mind and still be able to, you know, get out of the pocket without thinking about taking another hit like that?
Just play. Yeah, I mean, I think when you think about getting hurt, you think about, you know, bad things when bad things happen. So I'm going to just play free, you know, and try my best to trust my instincts and, you know, do what I can. And, you know, of course, stay healthy, but I want to put my team in position to win. So I'm going to do that. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. But, you know, I've trusted I play this game the right way. And, you know, I know when to slide, when not to, or, you know, try to do my best to protect myself as well. I'm not going to second guess that and just try to go, you know, and play fast and have fun.
Anything you were able to pick up from watching Davis and how Nick Haley's calling it as things that may benefit you Sunday?
I mean, yeah, I got to hear Kels and, like, his process a little bit more, which is helpful. So, yeah, I'm, you know, I think as the season goes on, you know, we get on one accord more and more and more. So it was helpful in that area as well.
But 0-3, but now you guys are right in the thick of the division race, right in the thick of the wild card race. How points were cool, but what was it like watching your team be able to rally? You know, obviously you missed a couple of games, but watching them rally and put you guys in position to now, where now you guys are more healthy, you're ready to kind of get ready for the stretch run.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. You know, I think, you know, at the right time, you know, you see guys step up and, you know, start to, you know, take more on the plate and, you know, rise to the occasion. So I think it's dope. And of course, we didn't start off the best, but I think when you know what type of team we have, we're very talented and we're a couple plays away each game, you know, winning. And then, of course, you're also a couple plays away from losing. So I think the better we finish, you know, then the better results we have. So that kind of was something that stuck out to me as well.
When you have to be away from your team for injuries like this, what do you miss most?
My teammates, being in the building, just laughing, smiling, cracking jokes, being at practice. You know, I think that's probably the most is I just miss my teammates and being in the room and with Davis and Graham and Jerry and Gerard. So that's probably the suckiest part.
CJ, when you were on the sideline watching the rookies, how much did you see them grow up as far as with Higgins and especially with Woody, with the way that he's excelled with more playing time?
Yeah, they're all very mature, and I think they approach it the right way. And I think, you know, that the more time on task and time in the game, I think they've been able, you know, to have some confidence. You can see how they play. You know, they're dancing, having fun, and, you know, running great routes. Woody's toting the rock, protecting the ball. So you just see their confidence. You know, I think that's really what this league is about. I think, you know, the more confident you are, the more that you can, you know, make plays for your teammates and, you know, go out there and execute your job. So I just see that, you know, them doing that each play. And it was cool to see Jay Reed out there, you know, last game. I thought he made a lot of great plays, and somebody who I played against in college who I thought was really good. So cool to see him out there, and hopefully he gets some more opportunities. But, yeah, I think our rookie class is, you know, they're very mature and they want to play and they want to, you know, do the right things. And I think it takes time, but to see them, you know, have early success is amazing.
Kind of a follow-up to what Sarge said, the offensive line, you know, continues to gel and get better. That has to be also promising to see.
Yeah, it's cool, you know, to see, you know, just big Trent out there, Ed coming back, Jake, you know, always playing solid, and, you know, Titus being, you know, being an anchor, man, you know, playing a lot of positions and doing them all very well, you know, and then Tay, you know, another rookie who has arrived to the occasion and, you know, done a really good job these last couple of weeks. So we're just proud of that unit, and, you know, I'm excited to be back with them.
Any extra excitement added to the comeback being in Indianapolis and such a big game, division opponent, place where you've had some success?
Yeah, I mean, I always love, you know, playing in Indy and against the Colts. It's a great environment, you know, great fan base. You know, they've always been a really good team, really good defense. So it's gonna be cracking, man. They're gonna be playing hard. We're gonna be playing hard. So yeah, it's very exciting. You know, division opponent. You know, like I said, a great atmosphere. So I'm very excited and, you know, really cool that I get to come back this game.
Obviously, right before you got hurt, you were playing some of your best football this season. How do you kind of pick up kind of where you left off? What you do back on Sunday?
Yeah, I think just, you know, doing the little things right, you know, take care of the football, getting out of my hand, going through my progressions, my reads, being clean in the communication in the huddle, and, you know, just trusting myself, trusting my instincts, being confident, and, you know, just, you know, trusting my God-given talent and, you know, go from there. So I thought, you know, I was playing decent, you know, coming out, you know, out of that Seattle game. I thought I played, you know, a good game against San Fran, and then the Broncos, I thought I had a good first quarter, but, you know, it sucks that happened. But I think, you know, I'll be able to, you know, kind of catch my mojo back. But you don't know when. Hopefully it's the first play of the game, but whatever it is, I'm going to just keep fighting and try to find my rhythm.
That is Houston Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud, fresh out of concussion protocol from NRG Stadium after practice today, after, you know, being full go all week long. Couple of things there that stuck out to me, B. Scott, was, and I said this, I think there's a bunch of conversations to be had. There's a lot of topics to discuss that are very fascinating around Davis Mills, C.J. Stroud, being on a shelf for 3 weeks, coming back. Is there rust? You know, there's a lot to unpack. But I said this the other day, and I firmly believe it, man. Like,
at Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I want to see C.J. Stroud. Whether he balls out or he makes a few mistakes, I want to see C.J. Stroud get back to playing with the instincts that we know C.J. Stroud has.
Man, I'm so glad you said that, because literally as I'm listening to him talk, or as we got to the end of that audio, I'm like, hey, man, let's do a Nico Collins go ball to start the game, yeah, for old time's sake. Y'all remember that 2 years, yeah, ago, how they went and walked down Indianapolis at their place,
yep,
to handle business at the end of the season? Like, let's have that type of bravado. And if you're ready, right, and they're saying that you're ready, and you're talking about the preparation that he's had over the last 10 days, if C.J. Stroud, right, is truly ready, I want to see him go out there and ball out the way he used to.
Yeah, I think two things are very real. I think C.J. Stroud had been coached into a corner, and I'm not blaming the coaches. I'm just saying that the situation, the way things had all had unfolded along the way, I think he had been coached into a corner and was taking some of the natural instinctual things that he does really well, that's made him great, and him overthinking and trying to be what they wanted him to be had taken away from that. I think that's, yep, very real, right? And so I want to see him get back to playing with his instincts. And then when I couple it with one thing Davis Mills did really good, he did several things really good, a lot of it that doesn't even get discussed, but one thing he did really good was manage not letting him taking a shot and not hitting it on first down and your team being in second and 10, all of a sudden, boy, we're just behind the chains. We can't play.
Right.
You know, this offense was really good with Davis Mills out there. More times than not, when it was second and 10 or there was a penalty, they were able to overcome it when they got behind the chains. That whole – all this talk about being behind the chains and just we can't get there. It's killing us. Our offensive play caller can't even call plays if we have penalties and all that. Like, that can't – that's why I hated those comments when they were making them, and I hate it now. Like, Davis Mills and this offense was able to overcome some of those – not they weren't great, but they were able to overcome some of those situations in critical moments and win games. And that's what you've got to do. Let's not focus on – oh, well, the reason our offensive coordinator can't call plays is because we're always behind the chains. Let's overcome. Let's adapt and overcome and be great in adversity. And then when it's easy and we stay ahead of the chains, hell, you ought to win. Yeah. Hell, I can call plays when you're doing that. So
some of the best moments that the Texans have had offensively has been exactly that, when they have overcome, right? When, hey, a penalty did not kill a drive or a sack did not kill a drive, right? They were still able to overcome on second and long, third and long to make some plays.
Just watch football. Watch the better teams in the league or the better quarterbacks in the league. And when they get sacked and it's second and 13, it's not a, oh, man, boy, now we just can't call plays, man. Yeah. We just can't. You know, or there's a penalty and it's first and 15 or first and 20. It's not like a, well, boy, we just can't do anything. No, you overcome it. I mean, and everybody in the game that's worth a damn, they have those problems, and they overcome them. Now, you want to emphasize being better, sure, but the whole thought of, like, boy, the penalties and the sacks and the negative plays, boy, they just kill our ability to score points. I hate that approach.
Yeah, I came on this show a couple of weeks ago and said the best thing that the offense had going for them was the element of surprise, because in these obvious situations, if it's third and long, or even if it's third, if it's or at the goal line, obvious play situations, they were not good enough. They weren't making the plays, and so you want to see that change, especially with the starter out there.
Yeah, well, when you've got a guy like C.J. Stroud, you've got – you know, half the battle is won. You got a guy that can make certain throws. You got a guy that's got ice water in his veins. You got a guy that can stretch the field when need be. And so that shouldn't be just one of those all the wind is out of our sails types.
Right.
And what my point is, not to live in the past, but my point is Davis Mills and this offense did a good job of overcoming that in moments. It'd be nice to see C.J. Stroud take that to a whole other level and do it pretty consistently instead of focusing on it negative. And I think if he plays with them instincts, I think that's one thing that we will we'll see. All right, the season for the Rockets has been a lot about the addition of KD, obviously. The conversations, when you had a great like that, a lot of the conversations are going to revolve around him. But if we're talking title contenders, right, the conversation quickly shifted to young players having to develop, right? One of those guys, B. Scott, is developing significantly quicker than I think anybody expected him to. We'll tell you who that is, and we'll discuss next right here on Sports Radio 16.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.